From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Governor John Hickenlooper has not yet decided on whether or not to call lawmakers back to the State House for a special session. Hickenlooper said last week that although it was the most productive session in his 7 years in office, he still wanted a better solution to transportation issues and funding for the state's energy office. The session ended last Wednesday. Diesel vehicles pollute far more than lab tests detect, according to a new study by researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder. Using satellite data, the study compared emissions under real-world driving conditions in markets representing 80% of new diesel vehicle sales. The findings, published in the journal Nature, reveal major inconsistencies between the testing and actual use, says lead researcher Davin Hinzey.
There is already this problem with NOx emissions that come from automobiles that aren't even cheating on their tests, that are just acting a little bit more realistically than the tests describe, and that this problem, in terms of the pollution associated with these emissions, is much bigger.
Heavy-duty vehicles like trucks account for almost 80% of the excess emissions, which Hinzey says leads to 38,000 premature deaths worldwide each year. The study says emission tests could be more accurate if they were to simulate a broader variety of speeds, driving styles, and ambient temperatures. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.